Yeah, it's very concerning. Look, it's over 150 people between the west and the northwest. It's a huge amount of people. Here where I am in the north of Roscommon, we attend, I suppose, Sligo predominantly, and then Banasloe and Galway and Castlebar to a lesser extent. But it's hugely concerning. I was at a HSE forum meeting yesterday. This was discussed at length. It's a reflection, I suppose, on a flu spike that's going on at the moment. Particularly difficult weather regarding accidents and stuff recently, and it's just very concerning, and there seems to be no end to it. We have a population increase in this country at the moment, and the population is increasing and needs to increase to look after our services and look after our people. But this is a push on from that and our older population. So really, bigger accommodation, more beds, bigger hospitals, more space is the answer, but they are all long term answers. So look, at John, it's a very difficult one, but it's something we are working on. But I would appeal to people that do feel poorly or do feel bad not to be frightened by these figures, because I'm sure they are. We all know somebody who has spent a day or 2 days on a trolley in the hallway, and it's not a very pleasant place to be, and people may be afraid to go to their doctor or go to the hospital in case they end up in this situation. But it is still better to go and seek medical advice if you need it, particularly at the moment. Go to your local GP or the accident area in Roscommon General Hospital if you're up our side, for minor damage or minor cuts and bruises, because it's very, very important. Don't stay at home in your bed anyway, wondering should you do something. That'd be the biggest scare about things, numbers like this.
Yeah, it's very important that any underlying conditions or whatever are detected and the treatment can start as quickly as possible. As a member of the Regional Health Forum West, you've already alluded to it. Everybody knows that this problem is there. There's long-term solutions like surgical hubs coming on stream in Sligo and Letterkenny. But unfortunately, it seems that there just doesn't seem to be a silver bullet, a quick fix solution to the current problems that are there when it comes to overcrowding, and when there's a spike in flu cases, it's likely to remain this way for a period of time. Would one be right in predicting that?
Yeah, it's a thing that happens this time of the year, every year. And look, at the moment, I suppose people are out and about working. The weather is beneficial. You know, it's not that bad that you can travel around, but that brings more people gathered and together and more of a pass on of flus and stuff like that. This time last year was incredibly bad weather during the storm. In actual fact, the figures fell off a bit because people were on their own in their houses and they weren't getting sick. But this is the thing, it's part of our health service. It needs to be addressed, but we have big issues with accommodation and we have big issues with staffing and staffing numbers. It's very hard when you have a lot of people going abroad, a lot of people moving out but when after training, and us bringing in people then to fill them spaces. It's all a very complicated situation, and it does not seem to be able to resolve itself soon.